With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila.
The Namibian Ports Authority has cancelled a pre-qualification tender for a new oil and gas supply base in Lüderitz. Offering no explanation, Lüderitz Mayor Philippus Balhau expressed disappointment, saying the town had high hopes for the project.
It came as a bit of a shock for us, especially after the absolute high when we saw that it was finally advertised and that we had some hope that finally Lüderitz was going to get the development we need so bad. Right now, I'm of the opinion that the port has a lot of capacity that's it's underutilized. I think we really have space to accommodate one or two of the oil and gas explorers. We might not be able to do all of the big things, but I think we're strategically located to do some of the smaller things.
Namibia has ratified the International Labour Organization's Convention 156 on workers with family responsibilities. Ambassador Julia Imene Chanduru says the move reinforces the country's commitment to gender equality and family-friendly workplace policy. Labour analyst Sidwell Scholtz explains.
Namibia's ratification of Convention 156 of the International Labour Organization is definitely a step in the right direction. It shows that Namibia heeds to best practices across the globe. And it also shows the importance that Namibia attaches to the responsibilities of families and the responsibilities employees have to families. And it prohibits discrimination for people taking leave as a result of a family crisis. The Labour Act does currently make provision for 5 working days of leave for this specific provision for immediate family. But it also gives us the impression that we can expect going forward that other conventions from the ILO will receive attention. And who knows, perhaps Namibia will see a paternity leave provision being worked into the Labour Act in the near future.
South African Water and Sanitation Minister Phemi Majodina has announced that more than 176 billion rand has been raised in the last 3 days of the Water Investment Summit taking place in Cape Town. She says 80 priority water investment projects from 38 different countries were identified.
The media houses of South Africa have been calling me. How far did you go? Was it just a talk show? You hosted a continental talk show? Are there commitments? Is there a declaration? Are we going to see something better happening in the continent? And boldly I said, of course.
And the Israeli military has approved plans for the seizure of Gaza City as preparations for the offensive continue despite mounting public pressure not to launch the attack. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
On Sunday, Israeli military chief of staff Eyal Zamir approved operational plans for the capture of Gaza City as widespread protests were held across Israel demanding that the government halt the offensive and end the war. The military reportedly plans to mobilize tens of thousands of reserve soldiers to replace regular forces in various areas and also spearhead fighting in the city that is estimated to last for several weeks. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been fleeing Gaza City's southern Zaytun neighborhood amid heavy bombardment in recent days as Israeli forces carry out operations there ahead of the main offensive.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.